हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् श्रीपरमात्मने नमः यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनो यस्यान्तम् न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः ज्ञानकर्मसन्न्यासयोगो नाम कर्मसन्न्यासयोगो नाम ज्ञानकर्म सन्न्यासयोगो नाम ज्ञानकर्मसन्न्यासयोगो नाम चतुर्थोऽध्यायः As I said yesterday, fourth and fifth chapters of Bhagavad Gita mainly focus on the Jnana Yogaha. And we saw yesterday the first four verses, we found the glorification of Bhagavad Gita as an ancient teaching. And we also saw the avatara, the concept of avatara. Then Krishna continued the 9th, 10th, the 11th and all the other verses. People have choice that they can choose to pursue the knowledge or they can choose to pursue the karma, choose to perform karma. In the sense, by attaining knowledge, they can attain moksha, or still they can be interested in karma, they can be interested in attaining other benefits that they can reap as results of karma. And for they invoke also other devatas for the fulfillment of the desires and for accomplishing the ends which happen soon through the performance of actions. In that context, Krishna continued that we came up to the 13th verse. So let us read that verse once. Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam Gunakarma vibhagashah Gunakarma vibhagashah Tasya kartaram api maam Tasya kartaram api maam Vidhyakartaramauyayam Vidhyakartaramauyayam Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam
Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam
Gunakarma vibhagashah Gunakarma vibhagashah Tasya kartaramauyayam Vidyakartaramauyayam Okay. Yesterday, we had some general understanding of the four divisions the classifications of the people who form the society. As Brahmanaha, Kshatriyaha, Vaishyaha and Shudraha. Here, we understood this classification. I'm starting from the topic. This classification actually is based on the personality, the nature, the character of a person. It's also based on the profession one is inclined to do, the profession one is involved in, and also it's also based on one's birth, parentage. If parents were Brahmins or Kshatriyas or Vaishyas or Shudras, then by birth, having such parentage, by birth one can be a Brahmanaha or a Vaishyaha or a Shudraha or a Kshatriyaha. This status as a, by birth as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, this status cannot be changed. In the sense, if my parents were Brahmins, I cannot change my having been born. What choice do we have? These are my parents. We can't change our parents. We can't change our jati, isn't it? But seeing the whether you are a Brahmana or Kshatriya or Vaishya or Shudra, the birth, this classification based on birth, isn't it? Actually, is not the criterion. In a sense, nobody is superior, nobody is inferior. By birth, whether you are a Brahmana or a Kshatriya or a Shudra or a Vaishya, there is no superiority, there is no inferiority. All are the same. Doesn't matter, by birth you are a Brahmana, Brahmana, that's okay. Your parents were Brahmanaha, Brahmanas, therefore you are a Brahmana. By birth you are a Brahmana. Your parents were Kshatriyas, so by birth you are a Kshatriya. So what? That doesn't make any big difference. All of them are the same. So the gradation is not based on, okay, their birth. By birth, whether somebody is a Brahmana, Kshatriya or Vaishya, then there is no gradation. Nobody is superior, nobody is inferior. No gradation possible, no gradation is required. Those days, when Krishna was teaching Arjuna, no, those days in ancient times, even the profession one was involved in also was now associated with their birth. So a Brahmana Putra, a person who's born Brahmana, would have been doing the same profession of his father or grandfather or great-grandfather. So those days, even the jati, based on the jati, the professions they were doing were based on their jati, associated with the jati, the birth. So the kshatriya, the person who would have been a Brahmana, born a Brahmana, would have been involved in all those activities associated with the Brahmana jati. Those days I'm talking about, not now. And a kshatriya means the son of a king who was a prince would have become the next king. A minister's son would have become a minister again. The soldier's son would have become a soldier. There's a pot maker, means pot maker's grandson also would have become a pot maker. And he'll say, you know, in my paramparaya we've been pot makers. Pot makers. Like that, You know, the Swarnakaraha, the goldsmith means Paramparaya, they would have been goldsmiths. No, the traditional business, isn't it? Traditional business means the whatever profession the grandfather was doing, they would have been continued. They would have been continuing to do the same thing. Which means there is a genetically also highly experienced and knowledge. The musician's son, the grandfather was a musician, great-grandfather was a musician. You know, in the house we enter, all you can hear, when they enter the family, then you can hear the violin, veena, music, the mridangam, all musics. You know, everywhere you can hear only smell music. Isn't it? Which means the great-grandfather was a musician, son was a musician, you know, all of them were musicians. Like that, the father's profession used to be the profession of a son. Therefore, the profession also was associated to the jati those days. A Vaishya son would have been doing the only things which are associated with the Vaishya jati. That is why Krishna does not differentiate in his main sentence. Guna, the karma vibhagashah, he stopped. Jati, he did not mention. Why? Because karma was always a Brahmana karma, Kshatriya karma, Vaishya karma, Shudra karma means what, isn't it? So they were doing the people of different births, different jatis, born to different parentage, were involved themselves, were associating themselves only with the traditional family business, family, the professions, professions. Therefore, there was also no competition. Because you have to make pot for me and I have to make jewelry for you. Somebody has to do something else. There's no competition also. Because all of us were contributing for all our needs. Because all of us are needed. I need pot, so I need to come to you to buy pot. You need to come to me for buying my product. Therefore, all of us were contributing for all our needs. So there was no competition. So we were all interdependent. It was also social harmony was maintained. Those days. But nowadays, it has changed. One can be by birth a Brahmana, but may be involved in any other karma. In keeping with the inclinations, maybe somebody was a doctor, the doctor's son may not be interested in the same medical profession. He may become an accountant, he may go for other sciences, he may go for something else. So, sometimes in keeping with the inclinations, the professions also change. Nowadays changes. Therefore, now we have to see, there are Brahmanaha, who are by birth Brahmana, Brahmanaha, Kshatriyaha, Vaishyaha. And there are people who may not be the same, but they may be doing the different actions. So there are Karma Brahmanaha, Karma Kshatriyaha, Karma Vaishyaha, Karma Shudraha. People who are involved in actions or professions pertaining to different jati. By birth, one can be a Brahmana, but may be involved in the activities. A person goes and, I know one police officer who is a Brahmana, but who worked as a police officer. Karma Kshatriya. Jati Brahmana, Karma Kshatriya. But he's also Guna Brahmana. Okay, what I want to say here. But in police officer means Karma was a Karma Kshatriya. We also know some people who are, the Vaishyas. I know some Vaishyas also who are involved in teaching and who head the in big institutions, who was a great scientist, all of them, So they are Karma Brahmanaha. Jati Vaishya, but Karma Brahmanaha. This difference can be there. But here, like the differences can be there, But there's also the personality based on one's nature, character and personality also. We can see the difference here. We say the such classification is called what? No, guna, gunataha bedaha, isn't it? Guna brahmanaha, guna kshatriyaha, guna vaishyaha, guna shudraha. And yesterday we also saw who is a guna brahmanaha. No, his inclinations, his interests, the personality. So the personality this we cannot go under how you do your blood test. What is high in this person? Huh? When you see all of us here together, all of us look okay. But our blood report comes, we know the difference. All of us sit together, all of us look okay, fine here. But whose cholesterol is high, whose blood sugar is high, you know, who has what problem, the blood report and scan reports will tell us what problems we have. Are the pains, isn't it? We look okay. In this way, at least here we can make out that these reports can help us to understand what now. Difference in blood group, difference, you know, our problems we have, the difference in problems we have, we can get to know. But no report can really, you know, help us to understand that this person is predominantly sattvic. This person is predominantly rajasic. There's a report. No scanning is possible. No test is possible here. But still, we can make out, isn't it? The personality, the behavior, you know, how the person is, then we can make out, but still we don't make out. This is not for make out whether which person is sattvic, which person is rajasic. It's not for making out. It is for us to change. For us to understand, am I predominantly rajasic, sattvic or tamasic? See, all of us should have all the gunas. Nobody can be only sattvam alone is there in me. No rajas at all, if you say. What will happen, you know that? You won't even move an inch from here. This only rajas in me, no sattvam at all means nothing can stop you. You will not even sleep. All the time you will be dancing and moving and singing and doing something or the other. If only tamas alone is there in me, means it's impossible for you to wake up. Understand? Therefore, nobody has only one gunaha. Understand? All the three gunas are there. Because the matter itself, the original matter itself is of three powers. And the three powers now expressed are what? Three gunas. Sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha are the names given to the manifest powers. What powers? The power of knowing, the power of activity, the power of inertia. These three powers, how will you know? The expressed manifest powers are given three different names. So there's a jnana shaktihi, kriya shaktihi and dravya shaktihi. Are given three different names as sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha. Therefore all of us are endowed with these three powers. All of us are endowed with these three gunas. We all have that. But still, predominantly one can be sattvic. One can have rajas as a second guna. One can have tamas as the third. If rajas becomes predominant, sattva can have the second place, and tamas can have the third place. Same Rajas can become again, first Rajas can be predominantly there, but still then Tamas can have a second place, Sattva can have a third place. Similarly, Tamas can become the predominant guna, and Rajas and Tamas are, Tamas, then Rajas and Sattva can become second and third gunas. Like this, the combination can differ, but all of us have all the three gunas. So what is predominant is different. So what has a second place can be different. Which guna has a third place, there can be difference. But nobody, isn't it? All of us have all the three gunas. But in keeping with the predominance of guna, also the classification is there. As a guna kshatriya, guna brahmana, guna vaishyaha, and guna shudraha. Like this, we have this classification of brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra classification is based on three different factors nowadays. Jati taha, guna taha, karma taha, classification, divisions. And here the question comes, the superiority, inferiority, in terms of gradation is not possible. As one is superior, one is inferior. The gradation is not there, all are equal. If you see by birth, whatever you are, whether you are a Brahmana or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Shudra, people of all births, all jatis are equal. There is no difference, there is no gradation. You can't grade because you are born Brahmana, you are superior, you are born Kshatriya, you are greater. No gradation. Similarly, by profession also, suppose by profession, one is a Brahmana, one is a Kshatriya, another person is a Vaishya. Professionally, she is a Vaishya. Professionally, he is a Brahmana. He is involved in the activities or profession associated with the Vaishya. Means, so based on professions also, a professional Brahmana, professional Kshatriya, means what? There's no Kshatriya is not a profession. The professions associated, if a people associated with, professions associated with the jatis. Also, we cannot have any gradation. Nobody is superior, nobody is inferior. All are important. All the activities are important. All the professions are important. The one who associated in with, the Brahmana profession is not superior. The one who associated with the, Kshatriya profession is not inferior. Definitely not the one who is associated with the Vaishya profession also. If there are scientists and if there are, thinkers, if they are people who think all the time, whose power of intellect is involved much in their work, if those people are not there, who will protect all other developments, technological development and scientific discoveries? All of them are required. So there must be a group of people involved in such things, teaching, etc. And if they all have to do their work properly, then there must be protection. There must be other departments working. There must be defense. There must be army. There must be looking after everything. There must be other people who are involved in other professions also. And for all that, for funding, there must be Vaishya. Money must be there for everything to work. Therefore, professionally also, all are equally important. Even a Shudra karma is not inferior, Vaishya karma is not inferior. Kshatriya karma is not inferior. Brahmana karma is not superior. All the karmas are required for the well-being of the society, for the social, for maintenance of the social harmony, social order. All of them have to contribute. Therefore, based on the division, based on karma also, does not really put any gradation. There is no superiority, inferiority based on the professions. But if you see, by birth one can be a Brahmana, by karma one can be a Brahmana or not, but everyone has to become a Guna Brahmanaha one time or the other in one's life, one day or the other. That's what yesterday I explained to you with that meaning of using that verse. Yesterday explained that. It is very natural for us to be Guna Shudraha. To be, then actually every Guna Shudra has to really work, has to make effort to convert himself into a Guna Brahmanaha. Only when you become a Guna Brahmana and you will be prepared for knowledge, it is possible for you to attain knowledge, possible for you to attain moksha. That's what yesterday we saw. So here, basically all our physical bodies naturally being products of the predominantly tamasic matter. All of us are naturally inclined to be lazy. Naturally. Body really likes to know lazy. Because predominantly it is the product of tamasic matter. Therefore, so that is why the disciplines are all imposed. The disciplines are prescribed in the very karma kanda. If you ask him the religious disciplines, suppose in India, we have religious disciplines, such as even getting up in the morning, even if you do not call it religious discipline, it is a very good discipline to be followed. First of all, you know, rise early in the morning. You know, first simple discipline to break our tamoguna. How to convert myself into, all of us have, see, all the jati brahmanaha, jati vaishyaha, jati kshatriyaha, jati shudraha, all of us have to make efforts to prepare ourselves, to convert ourselves into a guna brahmanaha. We all have to become guna brahmanaha. We have to make efforts. Therefore, they start with overnight, you cannot become a Guna Brahmana. So first of all, somehow, you have to become predominantly from being tamasic to, you have to become predominantly rajasic. Then from being rajasic, you have to make efforts to become sattvic. There's a gradual progress, gradual development. So rise early in the morning. In India, I'm not telling here, okay? Here I don't know about. But anyway, here also people get up very early. It's good. I see some people in the cold weather also with jackets. I see them doing jogging and all that sometimes. Even though I don't go out much, but I see people doing it. Now what I want to say here, even the simple disciplines, we call simple. And then suppose early in the morning when you wake up and do Surya Namaskaraha. India, you can see the sun. Second, you're asked to do Surya Namaskaraha. And big temples are nearby. Here you don't have that, okay? When big temples are nearby, go to the temple, do Pradakshinam of the temple. It's a discipline, isn't it? It's a discipline. And to say why? It's all to break our tamas. That's the only way we have tamas can go. Make it a discipline. And put Bhagavan Nama. Now go to the temple, pray. Even we have all the Upachara Pujas, Pancha Upachara Puja, Shodasha Upachara Puja, the rich performance of rituals. Now arranging a puja is, you know, so much you have to organize. And go to the shop, buy things, collect them and keep them clean. They'll talk, you know, how to make the place clean. Everything look, no? And cook prasad. See, performance of a puja means you have to have people for the puja, give prasadam afterwards. And before that you cook everything clean. And offering means 6 upachara, 16 upacharas means for every upachara, you know, get up, sit, do namaskaram and offer. That is for 16, sodas upachara puja means again what? Lot of physical activity. Physical activities are involved, isn't it? So performance of a ritual, homa, also what? Then even though you do not perform, the priest performs, but still you have to organize things. Involves activity. So all these are, even though the puja, yajnaha, yagaha, this worship has its own significance. It's an act of offering to express your gratitude to Bhagavan. Now, for all that you are blessed with, that's a different thing. The significance is there, but also involves activities. Because it's also what? For you to break your tamas. That is why in the whole Karma Kanda presents lots of ritual, perform rituals, prescribes rituals mainly to those days, okay, to help a person involve himself in activities. We have to involve ourselves in activities so that later on we can come out of activities. It's very important. Then once you become rajasic, then it is possible for us to get involved so much in activities. Sometimes you may get frustrated also. When you get workaholic, you cannot remain without doing anything at all. Isn't it? That is why it is not right. That is also not right. You should know, definitely one should perform actions, involve oneself in activities, but one should know how much to do, when to stop also. Not overdoing things. Which means, because in performing activities, you become totally extroverted. And slowly, then you have to stop, isn't it? That is why there's a next ashrama where you cut down, slowly reduce your activities and you turn more inwards. Next, vanaprastha, isn't it? You'll see that also, we're going to see that. And there'll be a time, physically you yourself will be incapable of doing a lot of things. Physical body condition may not allow you to do a lot. You can't do the same amount of work when you were doing when you were very young after growing old. Then slowly you will know how to be without activities also. Even then you'll be doing enough. What is required? Not too much. Which means what we need to understand here is, see, performance of actions is something inevitable, unavoidable. By nature also, you know, we are active people. In the sense, we can be lazy, but still it is not possible for us to remain without doing any actions. So performance of actions is important, it is inevitable, it is unavoidable. Is it clear? So here, therefore, Krishna, you should ask this question now. Why does Krishna suddenly talk about the Varna Dharma? Why is he introducing in this context? It is four Varnas, the classification of people, you know, also has been created by me. Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam. Why is he talking about the varna bedaha and varna dharmaha? Why is he talking about it now? Because to make Arjuna understand the inevitability, choicelessness about performing actions. Why Arjuna wanted to escape from performing his duties? Why performance of an action involves strain, stress, tension? While doing action, there is strain, there is tension. Before doing action also, there is tension. After performing the action also, there will be anxiety and stress. So, action always involves stress, strain, anxiety, which is not very pleasant, desirable. Is it? Not all desirable. Which makes a person feel burdened, heavy, no? Emotionally, really one gets burdened. Therefore, Arjuna thought, even for Arjuna, his own duty as a Kshatriya, to do his duty, to involve himself in the battle, and fighting against people like Drona, Bhishma, etc. And the killing, etc. is not very pleasant action, isn't it? His duty he had to do, but it is not a pleasant action. There is a party, invite everybody, give food. It's a duty means we'll all jump. Know why? Pleasant. Inviting people, cooking food and giving and feeding and talk, you know, inquiring about the well-being. It's not an easy, it's not difficult, it doesn't cause any pain. You need to only have money. If you have money, if you have all everything, infrastructure required for organizing a party, and then you will happily do it. So if you, this is your duty, organize this party. Somebody tells you, you also some give, money is given to you, you nobody will find difficult to do the job, isn't it? Sometimes easy, pleasant jobs, some works are very pleasant. We can do it happily. But when the unpleasant actions come, like Arjuna's duty, he has to do, very unpleasant. Why? It involves killing, it involves bloodshed. For example, we also have the situations. We have to do, but unpleasant. It's not very pleasant. Such situations, what do we do? That is why Arjuna said unpleasant means burden, stress, anxiety, pain, you know, I don't want to do. He thought, let me escape. If I don't want to do the karma, what is next choice? Sannyasa. He wanted to do that. So Krishna, now Krishna has to make him understand very clearly. What is that? Arjuna, what are you talking? Pleasant or unpleasant, isn't it? Karma, of course, while performing there is a strain and stress. After performing also there will be anxiety. It is not possible to perform karma and still be free from stress and anxiety. But it is impossible to give up karma also. And then there is no such a thing called having a pleasant karma, doing every karma, everything I need to do happily. without any stress and strain. And after doing it also, oh my God, no anxiety at all. It is not, there will never be a situation like that. Life means we have to perform actions, and there will be before karma, during karma, after karma, there will be stress, strain and anxiety. But now what to do? Here also Swamiji used to give this example. If I perform karma, I have pain. What pain? I can't avoid experiencing, going through stress, strain, pain and anxiety. But I can't remain without performing karma also. I can't remain without doing anything. I can't avoid also performance of activities. Somebody used to say here, this person has to get married for him to overcome madness. He has this problem, some mental disorder, and for him he needs to get married. But then nobody will come forward to give him the girl unless he he overcomes this mental disorder. The same situation here also. It is impossible for us to remain without doing any karma. We have to perform karma. But if you perform karma also, what? You can't be, there is no such a thing called performing karma without going through stress, strain, and anxiety, burden. Not possible. So how to do it, is it? Therefore, the only way escape, let me escape from karma. That is his idea. That is what Arjuna decided. But that's why Krishna want to make it very clear. So he wanted to bring the entire teaching here. See, it is not possible for every individual to live without performing any action. For one's own well-being and also for the well-being of the society. For one's own self-interest and also for the social interest. One has to choicelessly, understand? One has to perform karma. That's why we have these four ashramas. As part of this, even though Krishna does not mention the ashramas here, I had to bring in the ashramas here. We have, our Veda prescribes this, Varna Dharmaha, and also have Ashrama Dharmaha. Ashrama Dharmaha means, Krishna wants to point out here, Arjuna, the people must be in any of these ashramas, must be a brahmachari, or a grihastha, or a vanaprasthi, or a sannyasi. All of them, the person of every ashrama has his own duties. As a brahmachari, one has one's duties, one has to do certain activities, which means as a brahmachari also, there's no way of escaping from karma. As a grihastha, no way at all of escaping from karma. As a vanaprasthi also, he has his own certain activities. Not much, but still. Even as a sannyasi, one has one's own actions. Come on, which ashrama it is possible? The proportion of activities, the type of activities may differ from ashrama to ashrama. But there's no ashrama which is completely without, which is devoid of the performance of activities. Every ashrama has its own duties, involves its own duties. Understand? There's no way. So here, what is this Brahmacharya Ashramaha? In Brahmacharya Ashramaha, Brahmacharya Ashramaha is the first stage of life, the student life, the time allotted for education. Even though we study throughout the life, that's a different thing. Now, here the Brahmacharya Ashrama is a student life, means the first stage where one's completely given for the study. You have so much to study that you will not have time for anything else. So Brahmachari need not do other duties pertaining to people of other ashramas. Study, study, study. So in Brahmacharya Ashrama, as a student, as a Brahmachari, definitely one understands two things, important things one has to understand as a Brahmachari. One has to work for one's spiritual accomplishment. One has to work for one's material, prosperity. Both. It is very important fact. Every student has to understand this. One has to take care of both. Material prosperity and a spiritual vision. The student should know. The education will bless him with this understanding very clearly. When he leaves the Gurukulam as a Brahmachari, he will go out with this understanding. And he understands everything there. He knows. But still, he understands the Purushartha, he understands his purpose of the goal of life, understands the value of knowledge, he understands the importance of the meditation, he understands everything he understands. He learns. He knows the Dharma, he knows the value of Dharma, he knows the lifestyle, everything he understands. He knows he has to make money, for which he has to perform actions. He knows he has to worship, pray, live a life of Dharma. Everything he understands. He also knows it is not easy to overcome. So one has to overcome one's emotions. One has to live a life of Dharma. He understands everything in Brahmacharya Ashrama. But there's no time for him to implement what he has understood. He studies, studies, and studies. Even as a Brahmachari, he lives a clean life, but still has yet to grow. So where can he implement that knowledge? Only when he enters into Grihastha Ashrama. So understanding of everything happens in Brahmacharya Ashrama. But the implementation of knowledge he gains in Brahmacharya Ashrama will be only in Grihastha Ashrama, householder's life. So in Grihastha Ashrama, he performs rituals, he worships, he prays, he lives a life of Dharma, and he earns his livelihood. He does everything. So as a Grihastha also, he has his own duties, responsibilities. So where it's a karma yoga pradhana jivanam. In Grihastha Ashrama, the person lives a karma yoga pradhana jivanam, means a life governed by. Life is what? Life of karma yoga. You know what is karma yoga now? So he lives a life of karma yoga as a Grihastha Ashrami. Then as he grows, he also knows it is very bad for one to get totally engrossed in activities. One should also learn to withdraw from becoming workaholic. Therefore, from Brahma Grihastha Ashrama, slowly he reduces his duties and responsibilities as he grows older and older. Then he enters into Vanaprastha Ashrama. And where his physical activities will be less, but still he will be more introverted person, the more he will be given to the practice of meditation, japaha, puja, etc. Even as a grihasthashrami, he performs pujas. I'm not saying no, but he's more. So social activities become less as a vanaprasthi. There'll be some, but less. So more introverted, more inwardly turned minded. Then from as an upasaka, as a meditator. So upasana, the person's life is most of his time is spent in meditation, japaha, puja, or shravanam, mananam, again, etc. And then there is a time he totally withdraws from all activities. The social obligatory duties. Withdraws from all activities means social obligatory duties. And totally the person's is given to the life of contemplation. The Shravanam Mananam, if he has not done, he may do it there with all commitment. Or if he has already done Shravanam Mananam, he may be living a life of contemplation. Anyway, the Sannyasa Ashramaha means where the person's time is exclusively spent for the pursuit of knowledge. So in every ashrama, when you begin your grihastha ashrama life itself as a karma yogi, your goal is always mokshaha. The goal is always jnanam. So these are the four ashramas. Everyone has to go through these four stages. Whether physically, externally, outwardly we go through these four stages or not, definitely everyone is supposed to at least mentally go through these stages. Whether one wears saffron robes and becomes a sannyasi or not, inwardly, remaining at home itself, withdrawing oneself from all other social obligatory duties, one can sit with oneself all the time, dwelling upon the subject matter of the Shastram, or focusing his attention on the study of the Shastram in terms of Shravanam, Mananam, or Nididhyasanam. So one can live a life of contemplation, even remaining at home, then you are a sannyasi only. So it is very important for everyone to go through these stages. So sannyasi means you don't need to physically give up everything and go away from home. Staying at home also, one cannot. Otherwise, sometimes you can leave and go also. Only not at the very young age, okay? I'm talking about when you finished all your duties. Now what I want to say, these four ashramas, Krishna wants to tell us, the idea is which ashrama you can escape, which ashrama allows you to avoid the duties and actions. Arjuna, tell me. This is the point here. What is important here is, he is not by introducing the Varna Dharma, introducing the varnas here, talking about the varnas, mentioning that varnas have been created by me, what Krishna wants to say is, nobody can escape any, the performance of actions is something unavoidable. In every ashrama, activities are inevitable. Okay. Similarly, varna dharma, varnas. Everyone has what? Varna dharma and ashrama dharma. Whether you are a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya or shudra, you have your duties. You have your responsibilities. You can't avoid karma. And whichever ashrama you belong to also, you can't avoid your activities, dharma. And here, it's very important. Why? Because when the Shastram prescribes this, a brahmachari, as a brahmachari, one understands. In brahmachari ashrama, what one understands is, you are taught how to live your life balanced. Means what? When you work, you don't work only for the well-being of the society and you forget yourself, totally neglect yourself. And there is some, we have some expressions also. Naraseva, Narayana Seva. Makkal Seve, Maheshan Seve. Therefore, you know, service to society, service to the Lord. Therefore, serve only for the well-being of society and forget yourself. That is only way you can avoid being selfish. Some understanding is, some people have wrong understanding. Don't be selfish. Therefore, you forget, don't think of yourself at all. Only work for others. They'll quote some very beautiful verses also. Paropakarartham. No, these are beautiful verses. Only for paropakarartham. No, nadyaha vahanti, vrikshaha phalanti. The trees bear fruits for the well-being of, for the enjoyment of others. Rivers flow for the good of others. Paropakarartham. Paropakaraya. Vahanti nadyaha. Paropakarartham. Phalanti vrikshaha. It's a beautiful verse which says, see the rivers, see the trees, and see how other things, they all contribute for the well-being of others. They say the teaching is there. So using, quoting, presenting all those beautiful quotations, one may say what? Therefore, live for others' well-being, see your happiness and others' happiness. When people tell you also, we sometimes get highly inspired and we jump into only social, my interest only social well-being. Okay, only socially, no, social life and social well-being is my interest. What about you? Completely I neglect myself, I neglect my family. Self-negligence. And the Shastra says, anything done at the cost of self-negligence will lead to disaster. Therefore, otherwise some people don't think of the world at all. Charity begins at home. Let's look at this. So I have to look after, first of all, you look after yourself, your family, your money. Don't think of others' well-being. Are utterly selfish people, or is also wrong. I tell you, our Shastram, this Varna Dharmaha, Ashrama Dharmaha is for taking care of oneself and one's family. Understand? Ashrama Dharma is for taking care of one's own physical, emotional well-being and taking care of one's family. Varna Dharma is for in a platform created for you, to serve the society. Your contribution for the social well-being is to the Varna Dharma. Ashrama Dharma is for simultaneously taking care of your well-being. Understand? There must be simultaneously. I must be doing good for the society. Along with that, what now? I must be, my growth and my contribution for society's well-being must go hand in hand. Understand? It is very important. Even if you miss one, you are wrong. You should take care of yourself. Sometimes some people involved in social service activities, they are very good people, wonderful people, doing a lot of work. But you ask, their own family members will be very upset. My mother, my father hardly have time for us. Husband will say, my wife is hardly available at home. My mother is not available at all for me too. The children will complain. And the wife will say, my husband, all the time he is busy with his own club activities. The whole day busy with the business work. Evening he has to go for club activities. Where is time for us? It's a complaint, isn't it? What I want to say here, very important for one to equally take care of one's own. There should be any conflict. One's own well-being, there should not be any conflict at all. There should not be any guilt about one looking after oneself, one looking after one's family, one taking care of one's own emotional, physical well-being. One not feel guilty. Shastram says, because we had to be, you had to take care of yourself. At the same time, you also pay attention, very much attention to the society's growth. Is it clear? Which means there's no way of escaping from Varna Dharma, Ashrama Dharma. Both are important. Because if you had to be peacefully pursuing knowledge, if you have to be living in society peacefully, there must be social order, social harmony must be maintained. For which society must be healthy society, isn't it? For society to be healthy, for there to have the social harmony, for you to live your life peacefully, to pursue your knowledge, etc., then all the dharmas must be, all the activities must be going on properly. That is why here, I told you earlier, of all the varnas when you talk about, by birth, there is no gradation of the four varnas. Based on the karma also, there is no gradation. All are equally important. But the gradation is possible, at the personality level. Now I tell you, I put all the things together, now I can tell you, personality, there is a gradation is there. A guna brahmanaha is the most exalted. He is superior, definitely. He is to be revered by other people. A guna kshatriya, a guna vaishya, a guna shudra, they all have to revere the guna brahmana. A guna brahmana might have been born anywhere in the world. Doesn't matter what his nationality is, what his culture is, what language he speaks, how his complexion is, doesn't matter. A guna brahmana, Now, which religion he belongs doesn't matter. A guna brahmana should be revered by all the people. Wherever he is born, whatever language he speaks. Therefore, this guna brahmana is like the head of the society. Guna kshatriyas are like the hands and the shoulders of society. And guna vaishyas are like the thighs of the society. And guna shudras are like the feet of the society. Society is a Virat Purusha. Understand? Therefore, all these organs must function properly. Only then we can say what? Head, shoulders, thighs, the feet, all of them must be intact and all of them must function. You cannot say one organ, no? All our physiological functions have to, happen properly. So that the physical body can be, the whole general health of the body. You can say the person is perfectly healthy. Only when all the functions happen properly. Kidneys are not okay. Our heart is not okay. Even one organ is not functioning properly, it affects the health of the entire being. The whole physical being is affected. Physical body is, health is affected. Which means the health of the entire physical body is dependent on the proper functioning of all the organs. Similarly here, we can't say one organ is not important. Kidneys are not that important. Lungs are more important. You can't say that. All are important. Similarly here, this guna vaishyaha, guna shudraha, guna brahmanaha, guna kshatriyaha, all of them are like different organs of the society. Which means every organ is important. If you see these varnas as organs, then will you say which is wanted, which is unwanted? All are important. Understand? Therefore, we have to understand them, varnas, as the four different organs of one social society, Purusha. Understand? So the healthy society needs all the organs functioning properly. In a healthy society, there will be social harmony, and where all the people can live peacefully, pursue. Without adibhautika tapas, you can pursue knowledge. Is it clear now? Therefore, what Krishna wants to say here is, it is not possible, Arjuna, to avoid any duty, any karma. Even though it causes stress, strain and anxiety. Okay, please go for tea and come back. I'll continue.